Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, our Moss Family Automotive Studio, and Studio E here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, also the security officers and U.S. Coast Guard, as well as all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to all those that are working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along, a special shout-out to you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border out there, and, of course, our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there getting the job done, moving the mail and other things around, and our Amazon warehouse people sorting those parcels and packages, putting them on their trucks so they can deliver them to you. And thank you for what the job you guys and girls do. And then we've also got the suicide jockeys out there that haul the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And we appreciate what they do as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. And you'll find us over there. And you can also go to our great sites that we have there, namely MeWe and Gab and Getter and Truth Social and Twitter, where we're there as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us over there, Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that we have to offer. And you will find a link there for this young lady, Denise Simon, because there's one there for FoundersCode.com. Go over there, click on the link, and you go right straight to her website. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yep, yep, and yep. Okay, and they're going to go back in. There they go. 69 degrees on one side of the building, 70 on the other. So that's where we're at with the temperature this morning. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices and beliefs. Now, we don't know for sure what happened to Tucker Carlson, but we do know that Monday, Fox News parted ways with him. Of course, he was one of the most popular and polarizing hosts they ever had, and that goes back even including Bill O'Reilly, and the last show aired on Friday, and they're not going to let him air another one. They're playing Brian Kilmeade's a new host with this new show called what is it, Fox News First or something like that.
Well, they're going to rotate his slot until they find someone permanently to fill that. So Brian Kilmeade filled in last night. I think last Friday's show, being his Tucker's last, was actually pre-recorded. And he said that he would, you know, see everybody next week. So it was a surprise. Now, there's chatter out there that because 60 Minutes had interviewed Ray Epps, and, of course, Tucker's been after Ray Epps for some time.
Right.
But apparently, and I don't know this for sure, again, this is just chatter, but apparently Tucker caught it, and he was going to actually do a big segment Monday night on Ray Epps to kind of counter the 60 Minutes thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the executive producer at Fox said, no, you're not. And apparently he quit. Now, that's one of the things that I've heard. Another one was that it came from the top. Rupert Murdoch himself had fired him. I don't know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can't know. I do know that the Heritage Foundation, he had spoken to the Heritage Foundation last week, I think, and they had, they always have a standing job offer for Heritage, from Heritage to Tucker. I think that the Blaze, Glenn Beck had even, possibly had offered him a position over there too. So, it's hard to know what the reasons are, but apparently it was big enough to not suspend him or, you know, whatever, just to go immediately. So it's a hit. It's truly a big hit.
Yeah.
Now, I would say this. We can't forget that Dominion, the voting machine company, had sued Fox for $1.6 billion. And they came, they got a mediator involved in the very last minute, and they settled up $787 million.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and good morning, Orlando.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, a conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O. GEICO, the website, GEICO.com. And GEICO's been saving people money for well over 85 years, as well as the fact that they have become the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Now, this has happened by insuring some 27 million and growing in terms of people behind the wheel out there. And, of course, if you want to save money and get a cost comparison on your vehicle, you can go to the website, GEICO.com, where you can also find out the name of an agent if you want to speak to someone on the phone. And you can get a quote for the car or the truck that you're driving. That's number one. Number two, if you bundle things together on your policy, like, for example, oh, your boat. Maybe you have a motorcycle. Maybe you have an ATV. Maybe you have an RV. You can put them all together, bundle them all together, and save some money on the whole package. But where you really save the money, the big money, is to bundle your house and or your apartment, if you have an apartment, or your condo. Bundle that together, and you'll find out exactly how much money you're going to save. So that's FoundersCode.com on Denise Simon, and on the insurance, it's GEICO.com. Check them out. Both of them for the great information that you'll get over there. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, just when you thought you didn't need to get in the middle of everything that's going on around, we've got our governor saying, with a qualifying answer, I might add, that I am not a candidate in the 2024 race, but that doesn't mean he's not running.
Yeah, I mean, words matter, and he said, too, that could change.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is, I think yesterday he was in Japan, I think he's going to South Korea, and then, is it Israel, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing is he's trying to create more business relationships, trade relationships between foreign governments and Florida. And I think you actually asked me about yesterday about how some money had dried up in the tech sector
mm-hmm.
down in Miami.
Yep.
And, you know, these things, you know, DeSantis does not miss. And so it could be that you know, that they're trying to keep that pipeline full of opportunities for businesses to come to Florida. He also, you know, it's also been said, too, that if he does, in fact, run for president, he doesn't have any foreign policy experience. You know, from a policy standpoint, that's true, yeah. Although, you know, he was in the Navy and was in Iraq and whatnot, so he certainly knows that part, but as far as other governments across the world, he does not have that on his resume. So that's where we are with DeSantis.
And, of course, that's all subject to change here, as we well know, and there are other people that are also talking about getting into the mix. We haven't seen them yet, but we'll wait till they get in, I guess, until we mention anything about them.
You've got Larry Elder. He jumped in late last week.
Yes.
You know, he's a good guy. Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, he's a good guy. So, I mean, there are others. I think that the White House is a little bit worried about Robert Kennedy Jr. jumping into the race. But I think Biden's supposed to come out with his video today, which is, I think, a pretty feeble way to announce your re-election is to do it by video. But they're scrambling, too, because they don't even have a website built for him yet.
Nope.
And his campaign person, at least I think they've designated a campaign person,
mm-hmm.
is Julie Chavez Rodriguez, who I mentioned on your show yesterday. She's an operative. She's an activist. She's
mm-hmm.
a protester. She goes all the way back to the Obama administration.
Mm.
She also did a campaign work for Kamala Harris. So she's clearly right where she wants to be. And I think that she's taking over the campaign. So we'll see how that one necessarily works out.
Wonder if she'll get him out of the basement.
Well, he doesn't. It doesn't matter. I mean, he's probably recorded his video for his reelection from the basement. So,
just
stay there. Yeah, he doesn't. They don't want him answering any questions.
Well, we'll see if Obama and the gang can keep him going. Who knows?
I don't think Obama wants him in there myself either.
Mm-hmm. He said that. He said that a while back. By the way, hello to James up in Georgia. Thanks very much, James, for the message, and God bless America to you too, my friend. One of our listeners up in Valdosta.
Yay!
Yep. Yay is right. All right, now, let's see here. Oh, good morning, George. Good Godfather's chiming in here. Let's see what he had to say here. He's saying, good morning, Captain and Denise. I believe it was the release of the January 6th videos where Schumer and McConnell were behind it because they were both mad that the truth had come out. What?
Well, look, Fox has been number one for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're number one, guess what happens? Everybody attacks you. Everybody
right.
throws a lawsuit at you.
Right.
I mean, look what they did to Trump. I mean, they're still doing to Trump. So, you know, you sue those you fear. And, you know, I said at the end of the last segment that Fox had to settle with Dominion for $787 billion. That's a lot of money. That's just an awful lot of money. I don't think that money was part of the Tucker Carlson thing, but it's clearly a part of it now because of the value of their stock dropped significantly yesterday. Now, you know, the Fox News channel, you know, the people there are not stupid. They can have a lot of things in the pipeline. And I don't know what they could necessarily be, but I do know that there is a lot of movement going on in Washington, D.C. on the conservative side, including the think tanks and what they're necessarily planning for. You know, for the next Republican president and how they're going to clean up. I mean, they're really itemizing all of the things that they can that Biden has launched or destroyed to fix it. And the conservatives, and that means the think tanks and the organizations,
mm-hmm.
are going to have to reach out to media, too. So, I know that Heritage Foundation has a standing job offer for Tucker Carlson. So there could be some interesting things that are already in play. We don't know that yet, but I'm just putting that out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's some fascinating things that are happening in the conservative movement. And it isn't just in Washington, because, I mean, there are other contributors to the conservative movement across the United States, you know, things like Freedom Works and whatnot. So I'm happy to see that people are doing some early planning.
Yeah, and Freedom Works, as well as the group that I'm going to be with over in Orlando, which is called Freedom Expo 2023, you know, they're getting things organized months ahead of the election, which is what you have to do. You got to go for it now.
Correct.
Yep.
Absolutely correct.
All righty. Well, we will talk tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, and we'll see what's leading the news cycle then. How about that?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check it out. See all the great things that she has to offer. All right. I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden wants to help those Americans who are still in war-torn Sudan.
We are actively facilitating the departure of American citizens who want to leave Sudan, as the State Department has been urging them to do for years.
He said the administration is providing U.S. citizens information on land evacuation routes out of the country. This comes as fighting between the Sudanese army and a paramilitary group has intensified. On Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced a three-day ceasefire had been agreed starting tonight. And India is on track to become the world's most populous country this month. That's according to the United Nations, which said Monday that India's population will match and then exceed China's by the end of April. The UN's projections have India's population surpassing 1.425 billion by that time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of the military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where there are two locations to train you as an aviation maintenance tech. First one is in Clearwater, Florida. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you can find out more about the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, which is what you should always do. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time on the website, naa.edu. When you go to the website and you check it out, you're going to notice a couple of very tall statues, if you will, and there's a reason for them. And I'll get into that in a minute. But first of all, to you guys and gals that are listening to us right now, that are wondering what to do next and wondering about this National Aviation Academy, there are a lot of service-related people that are coming out of the service as some sort of support people for aviation. Some of them may have been, in fact, aviation maintenance techs. And when you get out, you can have a second career quite easily because you've already been in the profession as an aviation maintenance technician. They will give you the chance to take the test ahead of the other students and see if you can pass it. And you will certainly have the opportunity with about a 2 or 3 month refresher course, if you need to be able to do that so that you can pass the test. But at any rate, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, is there for you. And they will work with you any way they possibly can to help you become a certified aviation maintenance technician. By the way, Saturday, I will be up in Brooksville at the gun show at the county fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to about 2 p.m. If you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. Largest collection of guns in the area up there. Always a great time. And I expect to see a lot of women there buying guns. That seems to be the trend right now. Ladies getting out there and buying guns to defend themselves. And I get it. I understand it. Don't need to tell me. And it's a family affair, so if you want to bring the kids along and let them come and see some of the things that are there, you can. It's always interesting. And you never know who you're going to see there. It could be a politician or two. It could be law enforcement. It could be firefighters, whatever. But you never know who you're going to run into. Now, the military right now is kind of at a crossroads when it comes to the Ukraine. We have trained about 40,000 Ukrainian soldiers in Germany with the help of the Germans. And I believe most of them are either back in or on their way back to the Ukraine. Now, we've been hearing rumors, strictly rumors, because I can't verify this. They don't tell you about troop movements. But I've been hearing rumors that many of these soldiers have found their way back to the area south and east of Kiev, which is where they've had all the trouble. Now, if that's the case, you can see that something would be up. There's also something up when it comes to these tanks they're supposed to be getting. I've seen some of the tanks. Not live and in living color, but on pictures being shipped. And they are Abrams, the ones I've seen, and they are coming. They've also had a scout tank that showed up from, I believe it was Italy. And they've also had some other lighter armor that's shown up from Poland. So a lot of that is going to be headed into this region in the Ukraine where they're getting ready to do something. What the something is, we don't know. But I can tell you it's going to be rough and ready for sure. And artillery, yep, they got it. 155 millimeter shells. You're going to see more of that. So it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. Now, in addition, I've got a crew here that's visible on the screen. I'm watching television here that's visible on the screen in that area where the troops yesterday had a, and by the way, this is happening almost every day, had a rocket attack come in on their position. And I'm talking about Ukrainian troops. And what's happening here is there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason at the moment for what they're doing. It's just like tit for tat. They'll get some rockets fired at them from somewhere inside Ukraine or along the border, and then they'll turn around, the Ukrainians, that is, and they'll fire back on those positions. Problem is, a lot of this stuff is mobile. They hit and run, hit and run, hit and run. And some of it isn't. But the stuff that's mobile is very hard to detect, to get a lock on. So just thought I'd mention that. By the way, don't forget the planes that they're getting, too. They've already taken delivery on 16 MiGs. So we'll see how that works out. Somebody said, well, they don't have the pilots. Well, actually, they do have the pilots. And they've been tinkering around doing whatever they've been doing before they get their actual orders to be on the ground with the aircraft and fly around and do what they need to do. Which, again, is going to be bomb and strafe the positions and try to destroy as much of their artillery and their tanks and all that as they possibly can. Now, don't forget, in your travels, if you're out and about and you're here in Clearwater, over there at Ulmerton and 19, that's where the campus is for National Aviation Academy here in this area. You should go over there, stop by, and check them out. If you want to call them, you can do that too, make things a little bit easier for you, because you'll get an opportunity to meet not only the students that are there, but also the teachers, the instructors, and you'll be able to find out about this beautiful, brand new defense system that they've been wanting for some time in the Ukraine. And it's almost ready to be shipped. Almost. Not quite, but almost. And when it goes, you're going to hear about a lot of aircraft on the ground because of it. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if you don't get some shot down by this system. It's kind of like the smart system in reverse. It's smarter than most, and they can program it such that it knows what to look for. When it sees it, then boom, gone out of the sky. Now, coming up right after this break will be Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, Chris is an avid industrialist when it comes to making money and things. And I'm going to ask him about the military-industrial blitz that's on right now and see what he has to say. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600. All righty. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. That's spelled M-A-U-S, the Acura dealership, which is on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership, side by side right there on North Florida Avenue. Now, you can find out more about them by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, where you will find out about the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all of the first responders, active or retired, that would be EMS, firefighter, and police, as well as church pastors, too, get a discount on the vehicle that you're driving. So go in there, check them out, see what they have to offer. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, they also have Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. There you go. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and the weather's gorgeous down here again. You might have a little coolness coming your way. Is that fair to assume?
I think it's going to kind of probably stay around the same night, getting down to still into the 40s, though.
Okay, because I do see a lot of cold temperatures off to the west of you, especially in Pennsylvania tonight, and they've been moving east for the past couple of days.
Uh-oh. I mean, I, I just saw the weather stuff. It looked like it'd be in the 40s at night, but mm-hmm. pretty much the same.
All right. Well, that's like springtime to you up there.
Not really. It should be warming up higher than that. It's going to be May soon.
Oh, by the way, it's great football weather, and you've got a brand new football player, quarterback Aaron Rodgers for the New York Jets to welcome in the season.
Yeah, well, we've had ex-star Patriot quarterbacks before in the past, and it didn't work out, so we'll see how this one goes.
You had Brett Favre.
Yeah.
And Brett Favre did do, I think he took him to the playoffs a couple of years, I don't know.
But the Jets haven't won the Super Bowl in forever. They actually haven't had their longest team, I think, without a playoff berth. In professional sports, I think they're up there, one of the ones. It's been a long time.
Well, we'll find out because New York is a mass media sporting market, so that's probably one of the reasons he went there. And I do think that the team, the Jets, I think they probably have as good of a shot as anybody being a young team in the rebuilding, I think.
I would agree. They got as long as people stay healthy, you know, it looks like they've got a pretty good squad.
Mm-hmm. Now, the economy is kind of all over the place. We keep hearing from Joe Biden how great things are and how much he's done for the economy and this, that, and the other. And I just shake my head and I go, is this guy on drugs or what?
I don't know. You know, again, the numbers I gave last week, you got 70% of the country is unhappy about the economy. So, yeah, I don't know, at least preach into the 30% that think it's wonderful, I guess. Again, you can make that notion all the time, but it isn't resonating.
No, and all you got to do is just look at the basic numbers that are out there. You know, even housing is down a bit right now. Now, it depends on where you look. All housing is not down, but housing in various areas around the country is, in fact, down.
That was due any of the way, though, to come down. And then it's going to come down when interest rates go up, it's automatic. It's like flipping a switch. There has to be an adjustment between the interest rates and the price of homes because there's an affordability for many people or to pay over the course of the month. Not everybody's a cash buyer. So, that's one thing. But, again, that's not necessarily bad either, quite frankly. Getting people into homes at lower prices is not necessarily a terrible thing. It's all about affordability.
Now, did you hear our governor yesterday who came out in Japan at a, I guess it was an interview on TV he was giving, and these are his exact words. I am not a candidate in the 2024 race. And then he went on to expand and just toss in there for further clarification, and we'll see how soon that changes.
Yeah, I saw that. I think it was in response to a question in regards to poll numbers or something like that. I think that was how he reacted to it.
Yeah, because he's down like 35% or something like that to Trump right now. I think it's that far.
I don't know what their head to head is at this point in time. I don't. I do know that Donald Trump is now attacking his tenure as governor as the state of Florida, basically coming out and saying that Florida is a bad place to live.
Yeah. Wrong thing to say when you're living in Florida, Donald. He better wake the hell up. If he doesn't, he's going to lose Florida.
That's the point. You know, you end up burning bridges, and we now have a state of Florida that's a red state. You want to turn that thing purple again? I mean, that's Donald Trump. Yeah, he's a napalm guy. He's just going to drop napalm, and whatever burns, it burns.
Now there's something interesting going on here with the Hunter Biden deal. Tucker Carlson deal over at Fox, and it comes at a time when less than a week after the network agreed to pay the Dominion voting system some $787 million, people are saying now that may have had something to do with Tucker's departure, but I don't think so.
I don't know. All I know is that there's a lot of speculation going on right now. I don't know what Tucker's deal is in regards to disclosing the reason behind it or why. Obviously we haven't heard from him. I don't know if he's prevented from doing that based upon his contract and whatever severance that he received. There's got to be a time period, but I'd like to hear from him. I would assume because from what I got was that the head of Fox Media came in and fired him. Obviously, he probably gave a reason for that, and we'd like to know. Everybody would like to know.
Well, there's a reason, but if you choose to believe it, fine. But if you don't, that's okay too, because the reason doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense.
But no one knows what it is. That's for sure, and that's the point. There's so much speculation going on. You know, some say it had to do with the January 6th video. Some saying it had to do with some attacks on pharmaceutical companies. That actually got a lot of praise from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as a matter of fact. So there's a lot of information out there. We just don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah, and he was fixing to do an attack piece, a hit piece against Twitter and the 60 Minutes thing that they did a while back. He was going to go after them, and I'm not sure if that didn't have something to do with it, too.
I don't know. I don't know. Again, don't know what his contract is. Which seems to me that if he wants to get back into media, I don't know if he has to wait. Again, based upon his severance or his contract, even if he was fired, he could probably go and do whatever he wanted. But that would be maybe a television show to put on Twitter or to put on Rumble or a different site out there.
Well, I have a suggestion for Hunter. Or for Tucker, I keep wanting to say Hunter. For Tucker, the suggestion I have is, why not run for Congress or the U.S. Senate?
Good question.
How about that for the turnaround?
It would be interesting. I mean, he lives in the state of Florida, doesn't he?
I'm not sure where he lives.
I think he lives in Boca Grande.
Okay, but why not?
I think there's a lot of his chosen down there. I think he lives in Boca Grande. So who's up for Senate right now?
Probably it's going to be, let's see, what, Rubio?
Not yet, right?
No, wait a minute. It would be Scott. Sorry, it would be Rick Scott.
I'm not even sure what he's up for. But I think that would be his. I don't know what that district is down there. I don't know if that's Buchanan's or what. But, I know he's, I'm almost positive he lives in Boca Grande.
Well, Buchanan yesterday came out and said something about all of this nonsense that's going on there. And he and his compadre up in another state agreed to try to make some changes when it comes to all of this stuff that's going on. And I hear the music, so I got to let you go with that. And I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same channel. Thank you very much, Chris. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and I'll look that up before we hit the top of the hour here and see what's going on. But our Congressman Vern Buchanan is involved in
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.